All of Klal Yisrael, everyone, we have a chiyuv on Tisha B'Av to be mis'abel, to sit in avelus on the Churban HaBayis, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni. I'd like to share with you some things I saw written from Rabbi Saul Belsky, how we could accomplish this. One of the ways to accomplish this is we should come to realize that we're, to feel the sense that we're missing something. We shouldn't be happy and satisfied with the world that we live in. Sometimes we feel we have everything we need, when nothing's missing. But when we think of the times of the Avos, the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, times of Beis HaMikdash, then we realize that there was once we had much, much more than we have today. We find this in the Kinnis that we said in Kinnis Yud Gimel, that Elazar Kalir darshins the word Eicha as two words. A koi. Where is koi? There were many Nevi'im that started off with koi Omar Hashem. By Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, by Bris Ben Masarim, koi Yezarecha. And the children of Avraham Avinu will be numerous, lenetzach, be forever. Therefore we sigh, a koi. Where is that koi? Another place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Kohanim, koi Sevaruch Hu Bnei Yisrael. We sigh, a koi. Where is that koi, the Shishim Oisiyos, the 60 letters of the Bracha, which are the power of 60 mighty warriors? There's another kina, a Chaf Aleph, the famous kina, Arzei Levonoin. We speak about that Saravugi Malchus, only 10 of them are mentioned, and the Yiddish heroes, the Gedolei Torah, the finest midas, the Yerushimayim, the strength that they showed to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, by being Mekabel, the Gezeros Shemayim Ba'ava. These were our Beim. Our Torah comes from them. Rabbi Kiva learned Torah 24 years straight. He was a Gadol in Avos Yisrael, and behalf the Reich HaGemoichot, they call Gadol B'Torah. In Kina Tazayin, the end of the Kina, we speak about the 300 children that Titus HaRasha loaded into three ships to send them to Rome. And Rome was planning on doing horrible things to them. They decided to jump into the Yam instead of going to Rome and living lives of Goyim. The Kina says they all screamed out, Hashiveinu, bring us back to you. And they jumped into the Yam. And the Kina said, Shir with the Shpachoi Sheshoiru Ka'al Hayam. And they said, Shir is the Shpachis, like the Shira on the Yamsuf. This shows us what the true Yid is. The true Yid, which is decided to live a life of Kedusha under all circumstances, would never allow himself to live the life of a goy. So even though the Romans destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, threw it out of Eretz Yisrael, but we, Klal Yisrael, are still here today. We're learning Torah, we're doing chesed, living the life of Yidden. The Kinuch of Beis speaks about the period of the Crusades, the Zman of the Rishonim, the year Tatnu, 1096, the Crusades were coming to cities of Ramiza, Asparia, Magenta. They all decided to be Moise Nefesh. They went to a river called Rhine, and they decided to mekadesh Shem Shemayim, and they killed themselves. And Noshim Etaf, the kinnah said before they died, the parents turned to the children and cried out, Loi Zechinu, they got Delchem Batara. We weren't Zeche to bring you up as Bnei Tara. That Krivchem Ka'ola Baktara will bring you up as a carbon. Nizke Imchem La'ira will be Zeche together with you for that light. Hasvuna Me'en Koil Olamoi, the light that's hidden for everyone. The light is special for tzaddikim, because Baruch puts away tzaddikim. This is a glimpse of the gevura of Klal Yisrael. It was a yid that came to Aaron Cutler and asked, "Why are we so sad in Tisha B'Av? True, we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, but we return to Eretz Yisrael. We have yeshivas." We have Torah, blossoming. The answer is that we're missing the Kirvas Hashem, the closest to living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the clarity of Einoi Muvadoi. Yerushalayim was Mesoyis Kol Aretz. The simcha, there was no kinah, no tachrus, no hatred, there was only ava and achva between Klai Yisrael, when a yid came to Eretz Yisrael. David Melch says, Hayisi keseh oyved, I was like a lost sheep, bakei shavdecha. The Panovich Rav explains, there are two types of avedas. One aveda is aveda she'ena misbakeshes. The Aveda doesn't look for its owner. The second type, like a wallet. You lose a wallet, the owner looks for the wallet, the wallet is not looking for the owner. There's another type of Aveda, Aveda Mispakeshes. You lose a sheep, lose a chamar. The owner is looking for the sheep is also looking for the owner. David Melch says that we were sent to Golus, Hashem sent us out to Golos, but we were like a seh, hayisi keseh oyved, like a sheep. Hashem lost us, but we're also looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bakish avdecha, look for us, keseh oyved. As we know, that you can only give a get to a lady as mishalcha ve'enu chayzeres. You send her out, she won't come back. If you give a get to a shoita, as no das, Mishalcha v'chayzeres is not a good get. Klal Yisrael are like a shayte, Mishalcha v'chayzeres, we want back, we want to come to that yearning and that closeness. It's our voida to work on our lave, our feelings of missing, and to yearn, to have this closeness, the shaychus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kirvas Hashem, the clarity, Eino M'vadoi. What do I end off? The Chazal say, the Medrash says, if you see umas ha'olam, miskarim, zubazu, the chaffering, the bothering each other, sefei, the raglash of Mashiach. Wait, listen for the footsteps of Mashiach. So I saw a beautiful story of Eli Baravachva, who says over of his father of Nosin, learned in the Meir Yeshiva for 7 years. And then he came to America and he met Rabbi Chanan in New York. And he asked the Kasha about the Mesillas Sharim. And Rabbi Chanan said, for this Kasha, you have to go to the Kelm to get the answer for the Sadr Kasha. He telegraphed his father with a rabbi in Montreal. Rabbi Chanan said, you go to the Kelm. He went to Kelm. And the first shmooze he heard from Daniel McKelm was the answer to this Kasha that he asked Rabbi Chanan. He's in Kelm for 2 years. And one time, one day, before the war, and there was friction between the nations, and the yid walks in to the Kelm Yeshiva and he says, Mashiach's coming. This Chazal say, Mishash and Miskarim, Umas Ha'ol, Miskarim Zubazu, they're fighting with each other. Wait for the Raglish of Mashiach. Another yid said, what? It's not true. It can't be. Hundreds of times since the Churban HaBayis, the Ummas HaOlam were fighting with each other, and Mashiach didn't come. If Daniel walked in, he heard this machlokes. Daniel says, I want to tell you a story. 50 years ago, the Rosh HaKal, the president of Kelm, was a very, very nice man, very rich man. He helped all the Yidden, the poor Yidden. He was beloved by everyone. He had a bunch of daughters, and Ben Yochid, the youngest son, was 8, 9 years old. He got very, very sick. Everyone was very, very sad. They needed a doctor. There wasn't any good doctors in Kelm. So they had to go to Berlin to get a doctor. And the boy wasn't able to travel. So the doctor said he'll be here in a day and a half. After a day and a half, they got a knock on the door. The house is full with all the people in the community. Bimavaka Choyla. And I got knocked on the door. It went to open the door. It wasn't the doctor. It happened 5, 6 times again. Next time, the people stopped opening the door. It was fake. But the relatives, the sisters, the uncles, the aunts, they went to the door to answer the door. It happened again another 5, 6 times. And then the siblings gave up. But they got another knock. The father and the mother, they went to open the door. They didn't give up. Because maybe it's the doctor. Says Rav Daniel McKelm. True, it happened many times. But every time we see the Umas Al-Maskara Zubazu, it might be the doctor. Ken Zayn, our Avoida. It's to be like that curve, like a father and mother. Maybe it's Mashiach. It could be, has the potential. Chazal are telling us to get ready to be Mesaper. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Melachim, kol mishein amamin bibi Yosef. Ve'ein machoi, he believes in Mashiach, but he's not machakel bibi Yosef. He's a koifer. Chazal are telling us, get ready. This we're living now in this time. Umas ha'olam ha'maskaren zu b'zu. Have sefei, wait. Our mindset should be ready to live a Mashiachic life. Kirvas Hashem, everything else is not important. When we talk about here, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, not going to Eretz Yisrael, we say, if there's no war, then I'll go in. But if there's a war, so too. When we make our plans in the summer, part of our language should be our conversations. If hopefully Mashiach will be here, but if not, then I'd like to do this. That Hashem, we should all be zeicher. Hashveinu Hashem alechem neshuva. Bias Gael Selig, behei remain amen.